Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon. Man, oh man. Some weeks it does seem like it takes longer and longer to get to Friday, doesn't it? But we are here. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. It also happens to be the final Friday of the month, and on the final Friday of the month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor on a deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. And let me tell you something. We've had some incredible honorees during the past 6 years. Yeah, we've been doing this for 6 years now. And some of them are city, some are county, some are state troopers, or state police officers. We've got so many different federal agencies which are represented. They're always the best of the best. And our honoree coming up in just about a half an hour, Detective Kevin Heiner, from the Richmond Police Department, is just amazing. When you hear the sort of work that he does, first, I'm just going to tell you, you're going to be repelled a little bit. And then you're going to say, oh, thank you so much for doing this. Because it's all about keeping our kids safe. If you are a mom or a dad, it's all about the kids, isn't it? We want to keep them safe. We want them to be educated properly. We want to be able to be involved in every way that we can in helping to shape our children into good young adults and then adults and send them on their way to live their lives. Well, a lot of us have had some real challenges in the education arena, right? We had Terry McAuliffe and others saying, hey, you don't have any role in this. Just, you know, sit down, shut up, mind your own business. And a lot of parents have now stood up and said, no, we definitely want to be involved. We definitely want to know how we can help our kids. Craig DeCee is with the Middle Resolution, also heads up the Virginia Education Opportunity Alliance. And they're going to be presenting a very special training event tomorrow in Short Pump. And I'm happy to say that Craig is joining us. Craig, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks for having me on. Great segue there.
Well, thank you. It's good to have you here. Now, before we dive into what you're going to address in Short Pump tomorrow, give everybody a little lay of the land about these two organizations with which you are affiliated.
Well, yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, so I am the president of the Middle Resolution Political Action Committee. So that is obviously an organization that gets involved in elections. We usually get involved in House and State Senate races, but this year we decided to get involved in school board races. So we are working with candidates across the state and some pretty interesting school board races. So we're doing that on our PAC side, but we also have the Middle Resolution Policy Network, which is what they call a C4, and obviously we deal with policy. And this year, right after the governor was elected, we figured we had the wind to our back, and we decided to form a coalition we call the Virginia Education Opportunity Alliance. That's VEOA.org. And this alliance consists of a number of state and national policy groups, and we're working together to form a statewide coalition to train up activists, influencers, grassroots, to gather folks in their communities to and then train them how to become effective communicators with their legislators and let them know, hey, we want changes in our education system. And we're primarily focused on providing more education choices or school choice, along with advancing or strengthening parental rights in the schools. So that's a little bit about what we do and what we're trying to achieve.
So I know you've got this wonderful training that's coming up. It's actually tomorrow in Short Pump. Give folks a little insight into what it is. And, of course, everybody's going to want to know, can they still be part of it?
Yeah, so Americans for Prosperity, which is many people on many of your listeners probably are familiar with them. They're very active in Virginia trying to promote good policy and stop bad policy. Mm-hmm. And they have a tremendous training program for grassroots. And so they've agreed to come in under the VEOA name, basically white label, the training for us. And tomorrow is from 10 to 3. It doesn't cost anything. And there's lunch.
Okay.
So free lunch. And so folks, and it's going to be, it's a very professional training. So you're going to learn a lot about education choice. You're going to learn about, you know, how to navigate legislative services, website that, you know, where you go and learn about policy and bills and so forth. And most importantly, you're going to learn how to form a small movement within your community so that then you can go effectively communicate with your legislator. It's done very well. We had one in Norfolk last weekend. We're going to have one in Harrisonburg, one in Nova. And we're really trying to help people understand how they can make a difference, because you take five people to your legislator's office, that speaks volumes to that legislator.
It sure does. It sure does. Craig DeCee is joining us. And Craig, you know, we talk about school boards, and I'm happy to hear that you're getting involved in these school board elections. We, of course, have heard from certain people describing any parent who shows up at a school board meeting as some sort of a terrorist. And what you're doing is providing people with the information, the education, the training to navigate this system.
That is correct. And the school board races are fascinating, because you're working with – it's a lot different than a delegate or state senate seat, because these are folks who just sort of on a whim, they've said, you know what, I'm tired of what I'm seeing at the school board in our schools, and I'm going to make a difference. So these are folks who came in not knowing exactly what to expect, but our political director and our campaign folks have whipped them into shape, and we're getting close to the to election day, and these folks are doing an incredible job. And so it's something that school board races really haven't seen before, a professional campaign operation.
Right.
So we're excited about that. And I think we're going to be able to turn some school boards over and really help a lot of children, because right now they're being exposed to things that they're not ready to be exposed to.
Right. Oh, absolutely. So give us an idea. I know, obviously, Loudoun County became a national discussion point relative to the school board, but the races that you're looking at throughout our beloved Commonwealth, where are some of the races we should be paying attention to?
Well, they're all over the place, but in the even number of years, you have your cities and towns have their school boards are up. So that's this year. And so the biggest one is Virginia Beach. Beach, I think, the fourth largest school district in the state. It's got 65,000 students, and there are actually six seats up for grabs there out of 10. So, and we have six candidates that we are working with, and we met these candidates through a local group there called Students First PAC, and interviewed them, and then we have endorsed them, and then now we are basically, you know, helping run their campaigns. That's the big one. Newport News has got a couple of the three seats there. They can flip that if things go well.
Okay.
It's all over. Loudoun has two open seats that we're working with one of the candidates there as well.
Okay. Great. Well, listen, I'm excited about this, and I'm particularly excited about the trainings that are available. So it is tomorrow, 10 to 3 in Short Pump, and I know at VEOA.org you go to the training section and you can get signed up there. But remind everybody about how much it costs and what's involved.
Well, that's the best part. It doesn't cost anything, and there's a free lunch. So whoever says it's never a free lunch, there is this time. But you're going to get tremendous amount of good information. And Americans for Prosperity, it's a top-notch top-notch operation, and they're going to do top-notch training tomorrow. So that it's at the Drury Hotel over in Short Pump. I think it's a relatively new hotel. But you got to go online and you got to register. So, and we have a few seats left. So I would encourage anybody who's interested to please show up tomorrow. We'd love,
love
to see you.
Sounds great. Craig, I appreciate you being here. I wish you the best of luck with the training tomorrow. We'll certainly check in the future, get some updates. That is Craig DeCee. And VEOA.org is where you're going to find the link. If you do want to go over tomorrow, it's in Short Pump, 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, the Drury Plaza Hotel, 11,000 block of West Broad in Glen Allen. It is free. And there is a free lunch provided, okay? So that, to me, sounds like a win. Oh, and then there's really, like, world-class training. So that's not bad either, right? But VEOA.org, and then you just click on the trainings tab, and you can find yourself over there. That's the Virginia Education Opportunity Alliance. I love the fact that there are more and more and more parents getting involved and more parents who say, I want to be involved. This is important stuff. And I have to believe that when Terry McAuliffe stood up and told we the parents go to hell, because that's what he told us, that he ignited a fire. He helped to start a movement that he certainly didn't intend to. He didn't want anybody involved. That was his whole point. Hey, you and I, the parents, shut up, sit down. And then, well, and then, exactly. So now you've got professional training, you have opportunities to be involved in campaigns, you have the opportunities to do right by your kids. That's what we're all supposed to do, I think. That's my belief, anyway. Coming up at 5:35, Richmond Police Detective Kevin Heiner will be honored as our September recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.